When state lawmakers paused rollout of the Common Core in the spring, they gave the State Board of Education a deadline to revisit Indiana's academic standards by July 1st of next year. In theory, state education officials could keep the nationally crafted standards Indiana adopted back in 2010. But Republican leaders say they'd rather see the state exit the Common Core initiative and develop its own expectations for what students should know and learn at each grade level. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz says that work is already happening as technical teams review the math and English language arts standards.
Well, keep in mind that we're working from the standards at which we're currently teaching. So there'll be revisions to those standards. And the plan is for the timeline is hopefully that the State Board of Education will have final approval in April.
But State Board Secretary Dan Elsner says other board members want to take a more active role in the review process and aren't as confident they'll have new standards in place for the next school year.
And that's another thing that really I wish we would be much more productive on. We've been trying to get to the Common Core standards for some months. And, of course, last meeting we tried to deal with and the superintendent got up and left the room.
Ritz abruptly adjourned the board's November meeting over a motion to insert state board staff into the Common Core review process. Ritz called the motion improper, but the attorney general has since said it could stand. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.